It's 69 degrees at 8:56, and it's time to check and see what's happening with the commodities this morning. We check in with Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, it looks like markets are struggling with yesterday's apparent exodus by the funds. Domestic weather has moderated, and the economic political situation in Europe continues to send shockwaves through the marketplace. Currently, corn prices, September corn down 7 cents at 343¾. December corn, 350¾, down 7¼. August beans, 1088½, down half. And November beans, 1053½, down 23¾. December soybean meal, 3.4 a ton, down 1060. And soybean oil for December, 30.8 cents a pound, down 52. In the wheat complex, Chicago wheat 446½, down 7. Kansas City wheat 436 even, down a nickel. And Minneapolis December wheat 515¾, down 7½. Crude oil market has recovered from early losses to trade near unchanged at $46.40 a barrel, and the dollar is down modestly. Weekly export inspections yesterday were okay, but we've not seen any fresh announcements from the USDA on the overnight reporting system this morning. Volume and open interest figures this morning showed corn futures open interest down about 1,000 contracts from yesterday, while the option open interest jumped about 20,000 contracts. Soybeans were expected to see significant liquidation, and the numbers did not disappoint, as open interest there was down about 20,000 contracts. Wheat open interest numbers were up about 4,700 contracts, but if that was new selling, the sellers went home modest losers yesterday. Commitment to Traders report Friday showed funds added to their short position in wheat to the tune of about 5,000 contracts. They remain significantly short and have been for quite some time. Yesterday's possible reversal has yet to garner any follow-through buying. USDA crop progress numbers and conditions report released yesterday afternoon showed conditions for corn at 75% good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. Bean conditions were 70% good to excellent, down 2% from last week. Winter wheat harvest is over the hump at 58% of the crop, up 3% from the five-year average. On the horizon, the trade should start focusing on next Tuesday's USDA supply-demand report. Yield estimates will likely be the major feature. The EU situation and the exit strategy for the UK is the biggest unknown for now. Equity and commodity markets continue to struggle with this. Yesterday, we saw commodity markets in general slip about 5% in value. Looking for a positive influence for the markets, we'll be looking at the wheat market for guidance. As we mentioned earlier, if there was new selling yesterday, they went home modest losers. If the market recovers through the course of the day, this could spark some additional short covering. With harvest over the hump, we're in the window to establish a harvest low. If established, that would be supportive to the corn market. Also, keep in mind that the trade typically does not go into USDA supply-demand reports significantly overbought or oversold, so we should rectify the situation before we get to those numbers next Tuesday. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, have a good one. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Mostly cloudy skies today, showers and thunderstorms this morning, a chance of more rain this afternoon, the high 88 degrees, southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms again after midnight, the low 71. Partly sunny skies tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, and again a chance of rain on Friday with a high of 88. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.